panic.
Well, hey there, Miles! It's me, Don, from the grave!
Hey, Don, from the grave.
Oh! How you doing?
Kolchak, get out of here! With your stupid camera! Get out of here!
Well, G-And, I thought you'd be happy to hear from me. You know,
man.
Ron Howard wouldn't take my calls for 10 years! Son of a bitch!
You know, Don, I thought you were actually dead like 10 years ago.
Well, that was the popular belief, but now I'm with John Renner. It's all Three's Company again.
Come and knock on heaven's door.
That's right.
Who will be the next cast
waiting
member?
Waiting for
to
Chrissy.
Kick it?
Ooh,
yeah. Who's the next cast member to kick it? You think?
Aunt B.
Well, I'm in for Three's Company, though. Aunt B's
Joyce DeWitt!
You think?
Or Larry Klein!
Oh, man, yeah.
He may already be dead. I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Larry's dead, is he?
No.
I'm thinking Jenny Lee Harrison.
Overdose! She'll be so goddamn depressed! She'll inject herself with silicone and overdose.
So how is heaven, Don?
Well, it's much better than being Mr. Limpin', I can tell you that.
Is there anything you'd like to tell our listeners, Don, from the grave?
I'm in heaven. I'm not in the grave, God damn it.
Oh, I see.
Norman Fell is well.
He's
That's
well.
What I've got to say. Me and Norman are up here and...
Audrey Landers?
You know, I suppose. I'm looking for Thelma Lou! Thelma Lou!
Are you grabbing your balls to make this voice?
No.
I want to know.
Miles! I got one message for you.
What's that?
Whack it while you got it.
Well, you know, I've been following your advice for quite a while then, Don. I can tell you that right now.
Poor Don Knotts.
Can you do your Dennis Weaver now?
Oh, Dennis Weaver? I don't think I have much of a Dennis Weaver, but he's kind of a slow... Well, I would think this was a traffic stop if I weren't on a horse.
What about your...
Darren McGavin?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a major award!
Fragile!
I just want to say that The Night Stalker was probably one of my favorite shows.
Oh, yeah, I love The Night Stalker, definitely.
Kolchak, get the hell out of here with your Polish camera! You Polak, get out of here! You make me sick!
I love that show.
I'm like, you'd like to eat my colon, wouldn't you, Kolchak? Get out of here!
It's just so sad. I mean, all these
I know,
guys
man. That was like the best freaking show. I love
He him. Was great. You see him, you know, on X-Files when he was old man there.
Yeah.
He was in The Christmas Story. It was fantastic. Nobody Lived better, there. You know.
Yeah.
The only really good TV dad other than, and this wasn't a TV dad. He was a movie dad, but was the guy who played the dad on The Wonder Years. I think his name was Dan something. But.
Yeah.
Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Because he could give you the look, the dad look.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Kevin would say something, and his dad would give him that look like you're an idiot.
Yeah.
He'd be like, Kevin! You know.
Dumb shit.
He'd give you that idiot look. Well, I want to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
My dad gave me that look over the weekend, last weekend. It never goes away, ever.
Mr. Segway, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Wow. So I was at my parents' house,
yes.
And my wife brought up the fact that I saw the UFO, you know, a while back.
Right. All right, right, right.
Back in, it's almost been almost a year now or something. But anyway.
Yeah.
So anyway, I saw the UFO and I, you know, we had talked about that. And so my wife's telling my mom and my dad, you know, Bob saw this UFO.
Right.
And he's
right.
freaking me out and, you know,
right, right.
looking at the sky and all this shit. Right.
Yeah.
And my dad gives me that look like, you are so full of shit.
Because
my mom, you know, she's always supportive, and so she's like, oh, tell me about it, you know. And my dad's like, my dad's like, uh-huh, you know.
Yeah, he's a skeptic, is he?
Oh, yeah. No, he's not a skeptic. He thinks I'm full of shit.
Your mom's like the enabler.
There you go.
Your dad's like Mr. Tough Love, I can see
that
already.
That's it.
Get out.
But I haven't seen that look in quite some time. And I mean, he just gave it to me straight out.
Are you on dope?
That's right. That look of, you know, you are, buddy, I kick your ass. So it was hilarious. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, wow, I haven't seen that in a while.
I worked 35 years pumping shit. For this.
To hear you tell me you saw some freaking thing in the sky. Yeah.
You be a man, for God's sakes.
So, yeah, that was funny, though. I caught it. I was like, I'm like, I haven't seen that since I came home drunk and I was lying to you.
Oh, what? Yeah. Let's hope that never really happened.
Oh, it happened. Oh, my God.
Oh, really? Another revelation.
No, yes. What are you talking about, a revelation?
No, you have not told me this. The audience doesn't know about it.
Oh, well, I don't tell you everything. I was out drinking one night, and I came home late, and my dad was still awake watching a Clint Eastwood movie or something.
Oh, Cinemax is on. And
Joe Kidd.
I had this tissue out because it was a sad movie about a hooker meets these three guys.
It was Play Misty for me.
Yeah. So, I was pleasuring myself to Eastwood, all right?
Oh, what was that? What was the movie with him and the Confederate chicks? The
Iger Sanction.
No, it wasn't Iger Sanction.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Shit. What was that?
Yeah, you hardly see that movie.
Yeah, you never see it. He was a Confederate soldier.
Yeah, and they cut off his leg or something.
Yeah.
The Beguiled.
The Beguiled. That was it.
Yeah, because I am Mr. Movie.
You are. Wow, you remembered. I forgot.
Because I remember because he was like trying to get out with that teenage girl.
Exactly.
He's like, how old are you? She's like,
oh, hey there, honey.
She's like, 14. He's like, that's old enough to kiss. Come here. Take a bite.
But anyway, he's like, you know, what's going on? And I'm like, oh, I'm just getting home. And he's giving me that look, you know.
What are you doing, Dad?
I'm just pleasuring myself to the Beguiled. That's all I'm doing.
You're terrible. I only remember the Beguiled because you and I were talking about it. It's college.
Right.
And Tony Williams overheard us, and he got in on the conversation. Do you remember that?
You know, I don't remember that. I remember when, like, you pissed him off that one time.
Well, yeah, I remember that, too. But that's another look I got whenever I was laughing at you.
Yeah, that look. Thanks. You got my ass kicked that night.
Dr. Williams was a professor, and he wasn't enamored with my giggling.
I put a tape recorder up to record the lecture, and Bob thought it was funny.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my God. That look, man. Like, the whole class just stopped for like 5 seconds, man. It's like,
That was the E.F. Hutton kind of situation there.
Yeah, I know. Thanks a lot, pal.
I was laughing because everybody was taping this shit, and absolutely no one was going to listen to it. And I was laughing. It was stupid.
Oh, you just about got me in some deep shit, man.
I think I even said, why the fuck are you taping this? You're never going to listen to it.
You started giggling, and that guy just stopped, man. The whole freaking world, time stopped.
Giggleweed.
No.
The funny thing was, he stopped long before I stopped giggling.
What an ass, you know? What an ass to try to get me in trouble.
Then I realized that everybody was looking at me and I was still giggling.
Yeah, you're giggling like you're freaking high on giggleweed. And like...
That was nice. Hilarious.
Yeah, thanks, pal. Thanks.
Oh, my. That was
thanks
funny.
A lot, pal.
And Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Mr. Lament. Are you quite done with your giggling?
Stand still, Lottie! Right?
Yeah, I did get the stare down. Yeah.
Why did you do that?
I'm glad it didn't affect my grade, though.
That's You'll be standing point. Tall before the man, let me tell you that right now.
So what's going on with you?
So it's Ladies' Choice tonight.
Oh, it's Ladies'
Night. Night. Do you want to hear... Choice A would be Miles' family possibly is going to jail.
That's nothing new. That's not even a story.
B, my wife acts like an asshole at the hospital.
That's nothing new either. Where's the story in us?
C, my wife gets bullied at a store by a checkout clerk. So which?
Well, your wife getting bullied, now that's a story, because normally you get bullied. And that
I know,
sense,
and I wasn't
so.
I wasn't there. I was like in the car sleeping when this happened. This is what. Do you want to hear this? Which one do you want?
I was in the car sleeping.
Do you want?
Too much.
I'll give you.
Well, Regis, I'm going to have to do my dial a friend on this one.
My wife gets bullied?
Well, let me tell you there, Bob.
I'm going to ask you one
more
time.
If I had to pick one of those three, I think I'd pick Thelma Lou. She's got the juiciest snatch in all of...
Yeah, well, anyway, let's get back to this show for a minute here. Hey, this guy.
Yeah, sorry.
My wife...
used to call her the snail.
This guy's cracking himself up. Jeez, criminally.
Oh my goodness.
God damn, man. You're having a good time there, are you? You're enjoying yourself with this little Don Knotts. Man.
Oh, I'm just, it's incredible sadness, really.
I know.
The man was a genius, and, you know.
Yeah, I know.
It's just sad. And then Darren McGavin as well.
I know.
Dennis Weaver. I really don't care that much about, but.
Yeah. Wow.
But Don Knotts.
Yeah, I know.
Pure genius, that man.
Was one of your favorites, man.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's a sad, sad day.
Yeah.
I couldn't even get in Cocoon, and I was with old people, that goddamn Ron Howard.
Cocoon. You know, speaking of Cocoon...
I could have played the Grinch, that shitty movie he made.
You cannot tell the difference between Richard Dreyfuss and Wilfred Brimley nowadays. They look exactly the freaking same, man. Have you noticed that?
No, I haven't noticed that.
Yeah, they look exactly the same.
Really?
I can't tell them apart. No, you cannot tell these two apart.
Well, Wilford Brimley has kind of had that look for about 20 years, so I'd say Richard Dreyfuss is not aging well. Then.
No, he's not. He's not. He looks just like Wilford Brimley.
Yeah.
I said eat your oatmeal.
I don't think I've seen Richard Dreyfuss lately, to be honest.
Yeah, he's old looking, man.
That's terrible.
He's old. He could not get away from Jaws nowadays, man. He'd be like shit.
Yeah, Peter Benchley died too, so.
Yeah, oh yeah, Peter Benchley died, yeah. I know, that's weird.
I could have been the mayor in that movie. We can't close the beaches.
You've been waiting for this the last few days. I can see this.
Oh, man.
You're all tricked out on this.
You need a boat? I got a boat.
Have you been driving around by yourself in your car during this voice?
No, I haven't.
I bet you have.
You call that a wound? I got bit in the Arizona. 150 wet in the water. There you go.
Yeah.
I think we should do a whole Don Knotts is every, you know, movie thing. That would be funny.
You think?
Yeah.
He's let a boy, guy. Luther.
That's right.
Let a boy, Luther.
There right? you go. These aren't the droids you're looking for.
You want to make me feel good? Huh? He could be a Monster's Ball.
There you go.
It's like the Halle Berry part.
Oh, that's terrible. Anyway, so you're sleeping in the van.
My wife goes to this stupid resale shop, right?
Okay, and you decide to take a little nap.
And she previously has had problems going here. Last time she went there, she ran into this woman who, kind of like the old woman from Night Court there. I can't think what her name was.
Selma Diamond.
Yeah. She kind of looks like, anyway, so that first time she goes there, she buys this puzzle, and my wife's like, hey, are all the pieces here, you know?
And what do you buy a used puzzle for? Come on.
Well, the lady's like,
you're welcome to dump it out and count all the pieces if you want.
Count them, right? Bitch.
So this is always like stuck in my wife's crawl, you know?
Yeah.
She's always like, oh, yeah. So today, now this was several months ago, so today my wife goes back to the same place. This is not by our house, by the way.
I finally finished that puzzle, you little bitch.
Bitch. And there was a piece missing, you old bitch.
But, no, she goes back, and she's buying all these clothes, and she's kind of forgot about the whole incident. Right?
Oh, that's good.
And so there's, like, two checkout lanes.
Beep, 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 beep.
And my wife, you know, is, like, unloading her cart, you know, waiting for her turn. And all of a sudden, this voice is like,
ma'am, you can come over here if you want.
Yeah.
And my wife's like, well, no, that's okay. I'm kind of getting unloaded here. And, you know, this voice,
well, I'm the lead checker, so you can come over here now.
I'm the lead checker.
So now my wife's like, well, all right. You know, she's dumb enough to do this, right? So she goes over there, and she's, like, trying to help the lady, like, take the stuff off the hangers and stuff. I'm like,
just leave it alone. I'll just do the hangers. Don't bother folding the clothes or nothing. Just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Right. So now my wife's getting all honked off. You know? Meanwhile, I'm sleeping, thank God.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is more typical for you, yeah.
So now my wife goes, she gets a pen. You
know, children are going crazy in the car.
No, they were at school. They were at school. But so now the lady gives
her a
pen.
I thought you had a job or something. I guess not.
No, your mom was right. I don't have a job.
Oh, that's right.
So now my wife writes out a check, right? And she puts the cap back on the pen, and this lady, like, freaks out.
Hey, what are you doing? You're just going to screw up the next person that goes to use that pen because they won't be able to get that cap off.
Oh, it's their pen?
Yeah, it's, like, their pen.
Yeah.
And, like, this lady's, like, now, like, all freaked out. Like,
hey, give me that pen.
My pen.
Now she rips off the pen and, like, just throws away the cap.
Oh, hey, wow.
Right in front of my wife. You know, now my wife's all freaked out.
Is it on a big, long string or what?
No, it was just a free-floating pen, you know. So now she comes up the car, she's bitching to me.
That bitch! I hate her! I'll kill her!
I'm going to call her the Puzzler!
Puzzle me this, partner!
You're going to... Everybody's going to be confused because there's a cap on the goddamn pen. Don't you know where we live at? We're in Iowa, for Christ's sake. People can't overcome these kind of hurdles.
They're retarded, those people that come into the resale shop.
That's right.
So now My wife gets bullied at a store. I thought it was hilarious.
They call me Bond! James Bond!
Hey, Pushy Galore!
And what's your name, young lady? They call me Plenty. Plenty O'Toole. I bet they do! I love Don Knotts.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
Barney, you can Andy, you can eat my body if you want. I'm gone now.
Oh, that's terrible.